يؤهلسني تو مركز الصحابة The Voices of أهل السنة والجماعة.
بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم. السلام عليكم ورحمة الله وبركاته. أهلا وسهلا ومرحبا بكم and welcome to the mid-morning show with myself, Brother Suleiman Yusuf, every Tuesdays, Wednesdays and Thursdays between 10 and 11 a.m. Today being the 24th of Safar 1447, corresponding to Tuesday the 19th of August 2025. I'd like to welcome you to our show. We'd like to welcome the listeners of Marika Sahaba, the voice of Ahl Sunnah wal Jama'ah. Inshallah, today we're going to be discussing something, how to turn or to turn to Creator before creation in any aspect or any assistance that we need, be it whatever, whatever problems that we are going through. We must always remember that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala's door never ever closes. It is always, always open. Turn to Him. Turn to Almighty Allah. Turn to Almighty Allah and Allah will never disappoint you. He is always there to answer our call. He's there to assist us. He's waiting for us to turn to Him and to beseech Him. He is Al-Fattah. He is Al-Ghani. He is Al-Razzaq. He is the opener. He is the giver. He is As-Samad, Al-Basir. He is all-hearing, all-knowing. That's what He wants. Almighty Allah wants us to turn to Him. But we as insan, we forget about this. We turn to creation first. Let us read two rakat, whatever difficulty we are going through. Let us turn to Almighty Allah first. Beseech Almighty Allah and ask Him. Pick up our hands, read two rakat, salat al-hajat. Read two rakat nafil salat, beseech his assistance, his guidance, and say, Ya Allah. And you say in Surah Fatiha, Iyaka na'budu wa Iyaka nasta'in. Thee alone do we worship, and thee alone do we ask for help. And if you look at these verses, it establishes the ultimate hierarchy of our reliance. First, we must put our faith and our tawakkul in Almighty Allah. And it's various verses where Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala speaks of having tawakkul. Tawakkul ala Allah. وَمَنْ يَتَّقِ اللَّهَ يَجْعَلْ لَهُ مَخْرَجٍ. Whomsoever has the taqwa and the reliance in Almighty Allah, Allah ta'ala will open the way and open roads for him in which he would never imagine. So we must first affirm our belief, our worship, and our servitude to Almighty Allah. And thereafter, we plea, we ask, like I was saying, we plea, we implore, we raise our hands like a small child that is asking their parent. You know, we see a lot of times that a parent or a child that wants a particular item, he goes to their parent and he says, Abba, Ummi, I want this, I want this. Just like that, we need to be like a child to Almighty Allah and turn to Him and say, Ya Allah, You stated in the Quran, La yukallifullahu nafsan illa usaha. Verily, Allah Ta'ala will never burden a soul in which they cannot handle. Allah puts us through the test to see whether we turn to makhluk, we turn to the creation, or we turn to khalq. We turn to the creator, or we turn to creation. Allah Ta'ala wants to see, what do we do? Where do we turn? And we must always have our reliance and faith in Almighty Allah. The sequence is a constant reminder that our first and primary recourse for anything, any need, must always be our Creator, Almighty Allah. Now, let's look at the spiritual and the practical reasons. So why is this principle so crucial? When it comes to spirituality, it is the highest form of Tawheed, the oneness of Allah. When we turn to Almighty Allah, we must affirm that He is the sole provider. قُلْ وَاللَّهُ وَحَدْ اللَّهُ السَّمَدْ لَمْ يَلِدْ وَلَمْ يُولَدْ وَلَمْ يَكُلْ لَهُ كُفُوًا أَحَدْ. That He is the sole provider and the ultimate solution. Allah Ta'ala's doors never closes. His treasures and His khazana and his bounties and treasures never deplete. It'll always be there for now and forever. Allah can give, Allah will give us if we turn to him with sincerity and true taqwa and piety. Say, Ya Allah, and ask Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala for forgiveness. Maybe there's something that we did that Allah ta'ala may be displeased with us. So we have to turn to Almighty Allah and say, Ya Allah, I did wrong. Ya Allah, you forgive me. Allahumma innaka afuhun tuhibbul afwa fa'fu anna. Ya Allah, you love to forgive. Ya Allah, forgive me for the sins that I've committed. In the brightest of day and the darkest of night, we think that nobody is looking. But Allah Ta'ala is watching. Allah Ta'ala is all seeing, all knowing. And the day of Qiyamah, we are going to be answerable for our actions. Allah Ta'ala's mercy overpowers his anger always. We must always remember that. That doesn't mean that we can go and commit sin and have this thing in the back of our head that Allah Ta'ala will forgive us. Yes, Allah will forgive. But that doesn't mean that we've got the right to go and sin and do whatever we can. Our hearts will become so pure from the shirk of depending on any other thing, any other deity. There is only one deity, and that is Almighty Allah. And committing shirk and ascribing partners to Almighty Allah is the worst form. And Allah Ta'ala despises it. That is the worst sin that one can ever commit. And remember, by having this tawheed and reliance in Almighty Allah, and this purifies our intention and elevates our actions to the level of worship. It is the most reliable way to seek help. Creation is fallible. They may be forgetful, may be busy. We turn to people. You say, you know what? I'm in a bit of a situation. Can you assist? A lot of times you'll hear, you know what? It's the middle of the month. Won't be able to assist. You know, that kind of thing. But when you turn to Almighty Allah, Allah Ta'ala is all hearing. Allah will never ever turn you away. Allah Ta'ala will always, always be there to listen to you and say, I will give you. I will give you whatever you want. And Allah Ta'ala answers the du'as in many different ways. If you want something, Allah Ta'ala will give you now. And the second way, Allah Ta'ala will hear your du'a. Don't ever think that Allah Ta'ala never hears our du'as. Allah Ta'ala will give. But he says, Allah Ta'ala will say, this particular du'a, I will keep it for a time when you really need it. And the third time, that Allah Ta'ala will not give you in this world, but rather Allah Ta'ala will give you in the hereafter. And in the hereafter, it is better, more better that we can never, we can't imagine, we can't even fathom the reward or what we are asking and how Allah Ta'ala will give us. Our mind cannot fathom the beauty and the reward that Allah Ta'ala will grant us. Like insan, they are forgetful, they are always busy. They might have their own issues, but Allah Ta'ala is all powerful. He is all hearing and all knowing. Nothing is difficult for Allah Ta'ala. My beloved father, Allah Ta'ala grant him Jannah to Firdaus, he used to always tell me, Sulaiman, Allah Ta'ala can do with the means, without the means, against the means, and beyond the means. Always remember, Allah Ta'ala can, Allah Ta'ala says in the Noble Quran many a times, Kun fayakun, be and it shall be. Look how merciful Allah Ta'ala is. Allah will never leave us standing. Allah Ta'ala will never leave us stranded. Because Allah knows that our soul, Allah Ta'ala will only test us with what we can handle. He will never push us or give us an issue that we cannot handle. Allah Ta'ala never disappoints and he never gets tired of hearing us. Allah Ta'ala wants us to beg pick up our hands, beg him, beseech him, to ask him, continuously ask him. He never disappoints. And his treasures and bounties are limitless. There is no end to it. It's like a continuous, you know, when you get an infinity sign, Allah Ta'ala's treasures is like an infinity, is an infinity sign, that it is never ending. There is no start to it. There is no end to it. And when we seek his help first, we are tapping into a resource that is infinite and perfect. Look at it. I just mentioned that it's infinite. There's no start, there's no end. And it removes the anxiety of human dependence and replaces it with the tranquility of divine trust. When we change that mindset, that you know what, we have that divine set, that trust in Almighty Allah, that Ya Allah, I turn to you first before anything else, before anyone else, you know. That when we change that whole shift, we shift that whole mindset of ours, that we only ask Allah in whatever we do, read 2 rakat salat. Say, Ya Allah, this is what I want to do. This is what I want to embark on. Ya Allah, you make it easy for me. Ya Allah, you al-Fattah. Ya Allah, you open the road for me. You are, Ya Allah, you are as-Samad, al-Basir, al-Aziz. All these beautiful names, the beautiful Asma'ul Husna of Almighty Allah. You know, we look at each name and we see how beautiful Allah Ta'ala's names are. Subhanallah. To truly understand this concept of taqwa and reliance on Almighty Allah, let us look at the story of Sayyidina Hajar alayhi salatu wasalam and her beloved son Ismail alayhi salatu wasalam. And up till this day, we still perform the Mubarak act. And it is one of we have to perform this act. And that is the act of Safa and Marwa. When we make Sa'i, Safa and Marwa are two mountains, but the walking or the running between the two mountains is called Sa'i. And why do we imitate, why do we do this? Because Sayyidina Hajar alayhi salatu wasalam ran from one mountain to another mountain. She ran between Safa and Marwa, looking for water in the desert, in the scorching sun, for her beloved son Ismail alayhi salatu wasalam. And when she reached the mountains, she seen from a distance that water was gushing out. Up till this day, from that beginning, from that very day, that water, that Mubarak water of Zamzam. Zamzam means stop, Zamzam. And up till this today, it is the most purified water. It's the most cleanest water. You know, other waters go through this purification system. And there's a lot of germs in it. You get cholera and you get this disease, that disease. But look at it. So many centuries ago, that water is still the same. It has that same sweet taste. Nothing has changed. And scientists have put a drop of this water under a microscope to see how beautiful it is, how clean it is. And it is a running stream that nobody knows where the source of it is. Only the knowledge is what? Almighty Allah. When Hajar alayhi salatu wasalam was left in a barren land, uninhabited valley, with her infant son Ismail alayhi salatu wasalam, her beloved husband Nabi Ibrahim alayhi salatu wasalam, on the command of Almighty Allah, there was no one around, no water, no food, no provision. And when she asked Ibrahim alayhi salatu wasalam, did Almighty Allah command you to do this? And he replied, yes. Her response was one pure taqwa and faith. Then he, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, will not abandon us. Look at it. The faith, the taqwa, the tawakkal. Look at it. Sayyidina Hajar alayhi salatu wasalam asked Sayyidina Ibrahim alayhi salatu wasalam, was this command of your Lord? And he responded, yes. Knowing the fact that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala will never leave them, but Allah ta'ala put them through such a test. And look at it, up till today, we are benefiting. Through that patience, we gain the gift of Zamzam. With that statement, she turned her reliance to her Creator, Almighty Allah. She did not lose hope or wail in despair. She, Hajar alayhi salatu wasalam, knew that Allah Ta'ala was there for them, to take care of them, to look after them. Like I mentioned earlier, the story that we continue to do on a daily basis, when we go to the land of Makkah al-Mukarramah, when we perform Umrah, we perform Sa'i, we run between Safa and Marwa. And this is an act of Hajar alayhi salatu wasalam, to show the reliance, not to ask of any person, but out of complete trust and tawakkul and faith in Almighty Allah, that Allah Ta'ala will provide. That is the thing we must always remember, that makhluk, creation is there. But Allah Ta'ala gives through them. You know, we must never think that people provide. No. Allah Ta'ala provides. Allah Ta'ala provides for us. He provides to the person, and that person provides to you. It is through Allah's mercy, Allah's will, that this person is, Allah Ta'ala bless them, so they can provide for you. You make in dua, Allah Ta'ala will send a person to assist you. Yes, we have to make that effort. We turn to Almighty Allah, say, Ya Allah, you open the road for me. But, you know, there was a beautiful picture I seen. A man made dua. They show the first one was the man is making dua. And it shows the effort of the man during a period of 5 years. And his dua was, Ya Allah, I want to build a home. I want to build a home for my family. And it shows the man constructing and making the effort. 5 years later, a polished, beautiful, beautiful place. And he says, Alhamdulillah. In the second frame, shows the same thing. Man making dua. That, Ya Allah, I want a beautiful, palatial home. But he's sitting on his back. He's not making the effort. Then he turns and he says, why Allah is not answering my dua? Because we're not making the effort. You know, they say dua and da'wah. You make the dua and you make the effort. You make the dua and make the effort as much as possible. Try. If you can fail to everything, حَسْبَنَ اللَّهُ وَنِعْمَ الْوَكِيلُ. You put your faith in Almighty Allah. And Allah Ta'ala will handle your affairs. If you fix our relationship with Almighty Allah in private, Allah Ta'ala will fix our relationship, our affairs in public. And Sayyidina Hajar alayhi salatu wasalam's trust. After the seventh run, she heard a sound. When she returned, she found that Allah Ta'ala had caused a spring to gush out from the fourth, from a dry desert ground. This was now the well of Zamzam. Her act of running was the human effort. You see, she made a dua. She made that dua. And she made that effort. That means, asbab. But her heart had the tawakkul in Allah alone. That, Ya Allah, you will provide. But I made the effort. But her heart was attached to Almighty Allah. The story teaches us that we should exhaust all our means, but our heart should never depend on those means. We should always depend on Almighty Allah, that Ya Allah, you will never leave me in the lurch. You will never embarrass me. Ya Allah, you will always provide for me in whatever it is. And when we get it, or whatever we went through, we say, Allahumma laka alhamdu kullu wa laka shukru kullu. Mazritu raka shukrana namaz. That Ya Allah, you have taken me out of the situation and you have put me at ease. For in Surah Alam Nashra, Allah Ta'ala promises not once but twice. For inna ma'al usri yusra, inna ma'al usri yusra. With every difficulty there is, ease, surely. With every difficulty there is ease. So don't think that whatever we are going through is a punishment. No, but it rather would be a blessing. Allah Ta'ala will teach you lessons through these trials that you are going through. Allah Ta'ala will show you that there is no one you can turn to. People will disappoint you. But Almighty Allah, Allah will never disappoint. Allah will always protect and guide you. Provided that we have that faith and tawakkul in Allah, but we must make that effort. Make that conservative effort that, Ya Allah, I'm doing this here. Ya Allah, you help me. My dear respected listeners, let us make this a living reality in our lives, that we need to change our mindset. We need to change our mindset and always have that reliance in Allah, that Allah will never disappoint us. That's the one thing you must remember. We fall, we weak, we make mistakes. Allah, there is a way. Allah Ta'ala is showing. Why you turn to creation? Turn to me. How long will it take us to make two rakat salat or hajat and beseech Almighty Allah? Pick up our hands. It won't even take anything. Allah Ta'ala is the creator of time. Allah Ta'ala said in the noble Quran, "Wal asr innal insana lafi khusr." Allah Ta'ala takes an oath by time, a qasam by time, that verily man is at a loss. What do they mean? That we want to waste time and kill time. And on the day of Qiyamah, people will look at the scales and they say, why? Because they never turned to Almighty Allah. They were rather doing other things, engaging as worldly things. Instead of making, you know, depositing for your akhirat. Subhanallah, walhamdulillah, wa la ilaha illallah, wallahu akbar, wa la hawla wa la quwwata illa billah. You know, they say if you read that Subhanallah, walhamdulillah, wa la ilaha illallah, wallahu akbar, the foams, your sins as much as the foams of the ocean will be washed away. Look at it, we sin on a daily basis. We do things knowingly, unknowingly. But Allah Ta'ala will never embarrass us. Allah Ta'ala wants us to turn back to Him, to turn to Him and ask Him to forgive us for the sins that we committed in the day and the night, in the brightest of day and the darkest of night. Allah Ta'ala, we think nobody is watching, but Allah Ta'ala is all knowing. He sees our heart even beating. He knows the inner secrets of our hearts that we might have never told anybody, but Allah Ta'ala knows it with it's clearly written. Allah Ta'ala knows what we do not know. So like I was saying, make it a daily reality before we ask anybody for help with a problem. First turn our hearts to Almighty Allah and make a dua. Before you apply for a job, ask Allah Ta'ala for provision. Before seeking a solution from a doctor, ask Almighty Allah for shifa. Allah Ta'ala gives us so much prescriptions in the noble Quran. You know what they say? Must read Surah Fatiha 7 times and you blow onto a person. Allah Ta'ala is our shifa. Allah Ta'ala is all healing. We turn to Almighty Allah first. The Quran is a shifa on its own. It's a healing process for the broken hearts, for the broken souls. Look at Nabi Ayyub alayhi salatu wasalam. Every time when I speak of someone who is sick, that always reminds me of Nabi Ayyub alayhi salatu wasalam. What trial he did not, Ayyub alayhi salam didn't go through. He lost his wealth, he lost his family, he lost his crop, he lost his livelihood. He went through the sickness, his skin started peeling. But his tongue and his heart were beating. And when his wife asked him, why is Allah Ta'ala putting you through this? Because to test Allah. Allah Ta'ala was testing him. And that's what Allah Ta'ala does. He tests us not because He hates us, no. To see the reliance in what we have, who we have on. We turn to Almighty Allah first. When our dua should always be preceded by our actions, you know, we make dua and da'wah. We make dua and we make the effort after that. And our heart should always be connected to Allah, regardless of the means, whether we are in the good times. You know, they say, if you only remember Allah when you are in a problem, then you have a problem. When you only remember Allah when you have a problem, then you have a problem. Because we should not remember Almighty Allah only when we are in a situation or in a problem. We should remember Allah Ta'ala in every aspect of our life. Ala bi dhikri Allah tatma'innul qulub. Verily, the remembrance and the zikr of Almighty Allah brings contentment to the heart. We read La ilaha illallah, we read Subhanallah, Alhamdulillah. You read it, it brings contentment to the heart. It brings sukoon to the heart. With this being said, we've come to the end of our show. It's 20 minutes past 2:11, the Central African time. Let us let us terminate our show with this beautiful, beautiful dua. Ya Hayyu Ya Qayyum. Ya Hayyu Ya Qayyum. Bi rahmatika astaghith. Bi rahmatika astaghith. Aslih li sha. Aslih li sha. Aslih li sha'ni. Aslih li sha'ni. Kullahu. Kullahu. Ya Hayyu Ya Qayyum. Bi rahmatika astaghith. أصلح لشعني كله ولا تكلني ولا تكلني إلا نفسي إلا نفسي طرفة عين طرفة عين يا حي يا قيوم برحمتك أستغيث أصلح لشعني كله ولا تكلني إلا نفسي طرفة عين أو الله أو the ever living the sustainer of all. By your mercy I seek help. Rectify all my affairs for me and do not leave me to myself even for a blink of an eye. Imagine Allah Ta'ala leaves us. He abandons us. We will be wandering. We won't know where to go, who to turn to, what to do. We should make dua Allah Ta'ala never leaves us in that situation where we are roaming like endless, mindless people. We don't know what to do, where to go, who to turn to. No, we should always ask Allah Ta'ala, do not remove that bounty from us. The bounty of knowing the Ashhadu an la ilaha illallah wa ashhadu anna Muhammadan abduhu wa rasuluh. 20 minutes to 11 Central African time. Let me give you the lineup for our shows to follow. 11 o'clock will be our news with the Mawlana Zaid Khan. And thereafter, 11 to 12, will be the bliss of marriage. Don't forget, you can send in your messages on the number 084-786-3132. International and overseas listeners, +27 84 786 3132. That is the bliss of marriage with Mawlana Zaid Khan and Mufti Abdul Qadir Hussain Saab. And then at 12 o'clock will be the news hour from 12 to 1 with Brother Alpha Sinkosi. Thereafter, 1 o'clock will be our Dhuhr Azan. 5 plus 1 to 1:30 will be the tafsir of Surah Tawbah. And thereafter will be the repeat of a tafsir of Surah Al Imran. Then from 2 to 3 will be Brother Yusuf Ali. 3 to 4 will be the repeat of this morning's Q&A with Mawlana Salim Karim and Mufti Abdul Qadir Hussain Saab. And then also with the daily Nasiha by Mawlana Musa Aqwadi. 4 to 5 will be our Urdu lecture by Qari Hanif Multani. 5 to 7 will be Mawlana Khalid Yaqub. 7 to 7:30 will be the repeat of the tafsir of Surah Tawbah. And then 7:30 to 8 will either be Mawlana Dawood Sidak or Mawlana Yunus Patel Sahab Rahmatullah Ali. Then from 8 to 9, don't forget that our stories of the Sahaba, the story of the Sahaba alayhi salatu wassalam. And that is hosted by our none other than our brother, Mawlana Salman Yunus. Alhamdulillah, the past 2 weeks, we started on the 5th of August, the beginning of the month. It was our first program, the Tuesday, and he did Nabi Adam alayhi salatu wassalam. So last week and the week before was part one and part two. Inshallah, we'll listen tonight to see what program or which great Anbiya alayhi salatu wassalam that Mawlana Salman Yunus will be discussing. From the team of Markaz Sahaba, the voice of Ahl Sunnah wal Jama'ah, and the team of the mid-morning show with myself, Brother Sulaiman Isrub, every Tuesdays, Wednesdays, and Thursdays, until we meet again tomorrow, inshallah. Fi amanillah. Assalamu alaikum wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuh.
Markaz Sahaba Online Radio, empowering the Ummah.